Command number 89. Proclaim the kingdom of God. Preach as you go, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 10:7. As for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Luke 9:60. Most of the commands given by Jesus to his disciples when he sent them out two by two must be viewed as being too specific to be considered universally incumbent upon all his followers throughout all time. Don't go to the Gentiles, take no money, don't take two tunics, shake the dust off your feet. While such commands may assuredly be used by God's Spirit to speak occasional words of guidance, conviction, or insight into individual lives, it is doubtful that we can universalize them as applying to all Christians in all circumstances. A few of them, however, must certainly be regarded as applying to you and me, and all Christians today. Proclaim the kingdom of God is one such command. It is clearly universal, as evidenced by the variety of ways Jesus commanded many of those individuals we encounter in the Gospels to speak up for God's truth. Shout it from the housetops. Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. As for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. With it comes an important question. Is the command to preach universal? Are we to preach the kingdom of God? Does proclaim mean preach? Is every witness to be a verbal declaration? Many indeed believe that Christ's Great Commission in Matthew says exactly that. But this is a misunderstanding. The Great Commission doesn't command us to preach the gospel at all. We are told to make disciples of all nations by teaching them to obey the commands. Therefore, the Lord's command to his disciples when he sent them out must be individualized. Not all are called to preach, yet we all are commanded to share concerning the kingdom, to illuminate its principles to a watching world, and thus bear witness to the kingdom of God, each in our own way. The most effective means, of course, by which such proclamation is made is by our own character, by our visible discipleship as followers of Jesus Christ. It is entirely possible for a mute to proclaim the kingdom loud and clear. Indeed, the street preacher might gain valuable insight by reflecting on the fact that words are not the most valuable commodity for communicating the principles of the kingdom. Actually, they are far down the list. As you and I intermix with people in the world every day, we are proclaiming something simply by the people we are. What are our lives proclaiming? The kingdom of God or the kingdom of man? To proclaim the kingdom of God occasionally requires acknowledging your discipleship openly and visibly for those around you to see and hear. Only you and I can make the determination when such a moment has come. No proclamation of the kingdom can be made or will be effective if we are trying to conform to anyone else's standard. God will lead us each to proclaim his truths in our own individual and unique way, but he will not let any of us go through life silent. Where do we stand? Who knows it? Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You shall say to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, cursed be the man who does not heed the words of this covenant which I commanded your fathers when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, saying, Listen to my voice, and do all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God. And the Lord said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I solemnly warned your fathers when I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, warning them persistently, even to this day, saying, Obey my voice." Jeremiah 11, verses 1 through 4 and 6 through 8. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to proclaim the kingdom of God. Reveal to me how you want me to proclaim your truth, your kingdom, and obedience to your commands. Give me courage to speak when you want me to speak. Give me patience when you want me to proclaim your kingdom by silence. May my character speak loudest of all. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.